This is one of the most difficult questions that central banks face. If you look at different countries, they have this vastly different experiences. So UK and Sweden have prices that keep on going up, and many people think that they're a bubble, but other people don't. And then, you know, if you look at Australia, they've had increasing prices for decades, and now they started to fall. Is it a bubble? But you look at Ireland and Spain, they had these dramatic falls. It seems ex post, they were bubbles. So how do you identify them in real time? I think we have to look at historical data. We have to look at data about discounted rents. We have to use all the different tools of trying to value these assets. And if there seem to be that we've seen a long increase, and if you look at rents, if you discount them, it's radically different. These are indicators that we need to worry, but they're not sure indicators that there's a bubble. And that's the real problem. And that's why the orthodoxy after the tech bubble in stocks was that you should wait and see what happens. If they burst, deal with it, clean up. But it didn't work for the great global financial crisis, because real estate bubbles bursting can be extraordinarily damaging. So somehow we have to do our best at the moment. I think it's really tricky. So my own personal view is that central banks focus too much on traditional things like inflation and unemployment and so on. It seems that in today's world, they don't have as much control over those things as they used to. So it's not clear they can do much about inflation. So if you take the ECB, inflation, core inflation's running at 1%. It's been around 1% now for many years. They're trying to get it up. They've done enormous amounts of things to try and increase it, but they haven't had much success yet. So should they focus on asset prices? In an economy the size of the Eurozone, it's tricky, because if you've got Spain and Ireland where real estate prices are going through the roof, do you want to have a recession in Germany because you raise interest rates to deal with that? So interest rate policy is problematic. I think there are places, country like UK, for example, it may well be that interest rates should play a role given how high prices have been, and they may want to consider that kind of thing. We're still a long way from that, I would say. Macroprudential, that's the what many central banks and regulators think is the silver bullet. I think we need to build up more experience with that. My own view is that it's not at all clear it'll work that well. So we'll see. But we need to work on these things at a theoretical level, empirical level, and a practical level. It's an interesting question. So bubble in what? So I would say in most of Europe, real estate prices are not a huge issue. You know, maybe in Sweden they are. But I think probably that's not it. I think there's a big issue about bond prices and low interest rates. So many pension entities or insurance companies that have to provide income streams are having significant problems at the moment because interest rates are so low. At the moment they're surviving because they've got a backlog from 10, 15 years ago with high interest rates. If we keep with negative interest rates and so on, I think then it won't be like the previous crisis. But if pensioners start having problems, and that can have lots of ramifications, and we can have people changing savings behavior. All of these can have significant effects and cause problems. Whether that'll happen, let's hope things normalize. But at the moment, we've got lots of things going on, and it's not clear that in the Eurozone, for example, that things are getting better.